at the Checkers Inn, Fallowfield.
Chadber was the name of the host, florid of countenance, portly of person, and of manner pompous and urbane. Solely within the walls of the Checkers lay his world, that inn having been acquired by his great-grandfather as far back as the year 1667, when the jovial Stuart King sat on the English throne, and the Hanoverian electors were not yet dreamed of. A Tory was Mr. Chadber to the backbone. None so bitter against the little German as he, and surely none had looked forward more eagerly to the advent of the gallant Charles Edward. If he confined his patriotism to drinking success to Prince Charlie's campaign, who shall blame him? And if, when sundry Whig gentlemen halted at the Checkers on their way to the coast, and, calling for a bottle of Rhenish, bade him toss down a glass himself with a health to His Majesty, again, who shall blame Mr. Chadber for obeying? What was a health one way or another, when you had rendered active service to two of His Stuart Highness's adherents? It was Mr. Chadber's boast, uttered only to his admiring Tory neighbours, that he had, at the risk of his own life, given shelter to two fugitives of the disastrous 45.